The Lord's mercy is our shield and comfort, dear heart dwellers. As usual, I've had some struggles with my Black Panther demon, temptations to waste time and distractions. I'm feeling quite convicted today, so I began our time together with an admission. Here I am, Lord, your miserable little one. He replied immediately, "Don't say that about yourself. You are not miserable. You're redeemed, and that's something to rejoice over. I will never leave you or forsake you, Claire. Even at your worst, you are still my dove and my love. So please get used to it, beloved. Jesus, I need your help. I don't want to be anywhere near the world anymore, and I'm having a really hard time withdrawing. It's very sad. I miss you, Jesus. I'm too caught up in these things. Please tell me what to do. Please." And just to give you an idea, I've got the spring cleaning bug, and every time I see something out of order that needs to be taken care of, I dive in on it, and I don't need to be doing that. It has really pulled me away from the Lord, so that's part of what's going on. He continued, "Begin your morning with me, Claire. You've fallen for the enemy's ploy to rip you away from me. You know what a perfectly balanced day looks like. You have some wonderful people on this channel, and they understand when you don't have a message up first thing. But Lord, I feel badly because I know they look forward to hearing from you. If they would say to me, 'Jesus, Claire did not put a message up yet. Would you please give me something to feed on from your own hand?' I guarantee they will be quite surprised with what they come up with. Sitting quietly before me, after communion, pen or computer in hand, pour your heart out to me, my brides. Speak tenderly to me about your fears, insecurities, hurts, and disappointments, and your joys, too. Thanksgiving is the key to my heart. I do so much for my own, and yet they forget to thank me. They take me for granted like their husband of 30 years. No, no, no. I am fresh and new every morning, and I long to be recognized as fresh and new. Even when I'm suffering, I'm still new and full of life every day as you come to me in prayer. I love listening to you as you pour your heart out, and I cannot prevent myself from responding. I am so touched when you speak to me so candidly and expect to hear something back, even just a faint reply. How can I possibly pretend I'm deaf? You see, you don't want to become dependent on Claire for a word. No, become dependent on me for a word. I'm always with you, always. Have you forgotten I'm omnipotent? That means having unlimited power, able to do anything. Do you think responding to you is outside my realm of skill? Of course not. What is lacking in you is faith. The faith to believe I am truly speaking to you. The faith to believe I really want to speak with you. I really do value your company and long to share in every facet of your lives. Why do you suppose I've inspired her to launch this channel? Is it not to teach you how to expect me to speak with you, to love you, to care for and cherish you? The prophecies and mysteries I share here are not nearly as important as you catching the wind of my love for you. That is why I come to Claire, because I want you to see how easy it is to speak with me once you're tuned in. Most of you have been ruined by guilt. You aren't good enough. You dare not approach me. But look at the men I chose to be my apostles. None of them were well educated, except the one who betrayed me. They were simple men, lowly, hard-working laborers, not educated, rich, or of the ruling class. These choices were deliberate on my part. I wanted you to see that you qualify for being my friend. I made it simple because I wanted you to be a part of my life, my conversations, my times of sorrow when I need consolation. I couldn't have made it plainer, yet you still avoid coming close to me. Have you not repented of your sins? Do you not know that I promised I would complete the good work I began in you the day of your salvation? Yes, it is true. I have much work to do in your soul. As long as you don't walk away from me while we're working together, you can rest assured I will complete it. It is up to you. It's there for the taking. Go about day to day asking me to use you to touch someone with my love, and I surely will answer that prayer. Begin your day by asking me to arrange everything according to my liking, and then follow the flow in steadfast obedience, doing all I set before you for love of me. This is what the saints in heaven are made of, sheer obedience out of love for me. They did everything from a motive of love for me and for their neighbor. Their hearts were purified by this motive. Nothing difficult about it. Simply do everything out of love. Never out of selfish motives. Never to be seen or heard. Never to harvest a worldly reward. But sheerly out of love for me. Oh, when I see you living a life of sacrificial love, my heart beats almost outside of my chest. I'm so inspired with love for you. To see my little Christs, called by my name, acting like me, out of pure motives, sets my heart ablaze with love. Go to your scriptures and Bible promises, and even Rhema boxes frequently, to see what I am thinking in any given moment. I will steer you through such means. I will inspire and reinforce you, encourage and even correct you when you need it. No need to be afraid. Don't you know that even my corrections are done out of love to bring you to perfection? Without direction, you soon become a reed swaying in the wind and are easily thrown off track. But when you've taken the time to entreat me, listening to me, using the tools you've been given on this channel, you become rock solid. Your foundation is secure. No longer are you rooted in sand. Your roots have now taken hold in the rock. Without this grounding, you may as well go your own way. You will only endure just so long. Like the seed thrown on the rock and the seed thrown under the thorns, you will soon lose the intimate love and invitation to live and dwell in my heart. And you will not withstand the hurricanes of life that are brought against you to unseat you from my will. There's no way you can live in my will, with all of my blessings, without substantial time with me. Real time, heartfelt time, honest time, pouring out your prayers, petitions, and concerns to me, and listening for my solutions. Using the tools given to you to get started, you cannot survive planted deeply in my will without it. And when he said that, I saw a feather floating down from heaven, a very lightweight little feather, a downy feather, was just falling down from heaven. I am inspired to say that his voice is like that. It's very delicate. It's very little. It's very quiet. It's very gentle. I go into that a lot more in my other messages from the Lord about this issue. We've got an awful lot on how to hear from the Lord. The Lord continued, when you allow yourself to compromise your prayer time for other activities, you put yourself in great danger. The briefing I would have given you that morning never gets to your heart and mind, and you're a sitting duck for the tactics of the enemy. That is why he will try to overwork you, give you a job that leaves you exhausted at night and unable to pray. It's up to you to draw the line, my children. The world will continually push that line back further and further, taking away from your life to feed its endless lust for power and prestige. It is totally up to you to draw the line against the world and enforce it. Beware of the slowly encroaching jobs that every day seem to demand more and more from you. Satan works on a subtle level in order to draw you in before you know what's happening. So when you see your days getting longer, harder, and more demanding, take a look at two things: the world's motives making demands on you, and your own ambitions. Yes, ambition is a killer in our relationship. Ambition is a vestige of this corrupt world. Living from day to day with the only agenda of loving me in everything you undertake or do for others will keep you from throwing your lot in with the world and becoming ambitious. These are some of the things I want you to consider in your relationship with me. These are the little foxes that nip at the vine and spoil the harvest. These are the dark forces that will eat the very life out of you until there's nothing left for you or for me. Be aware of these, my doves. Be wise as the serpent and draw the line. Do not allow the world to bleed you dry. Rather, protect the precious flower of our relationship and continue to build on the rock. I bless you now with the wisdom that comes from above, that you might be able to look at your life and the things you spend your time on and recognize areas that are stealing from our relationship.